All right, it's 8:42. And, Coach Q. And that famous laugh. I wish you could see mine. Yeah, you talk about your woman. I wish you could see mine. I have no idea whose song this is. But Coach Q is all about The Who, sponsored by Hooters, the original wing joint. And Coach Q, thank you for being on the program once again. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Do you know that song?
I you know what? I'm not sure. I don't know if it sounds like Tommy, but I'm not sure.
It does sound like Tommy. Is that from Tommy, Joe? It is from Tommy. We're getting confirmation. By the way, Coach, Joe Romano, now a new member of the staff. And Coach is going to come by your house, Joe, and shake your hand to congratulate you. But you can do it on the air, Coach, if you'd prefer.
There you go.
Thanks, Coach.
He's obviously fired up. Listen, you know how much I appreciate having you on the show, but I struggle for the first time in what to talk to you about because I know how hard you guys are working to figure this out. You know, what am I going to bring up that's new that you haven't heard in the past 24 hours or 48 or 72?
Well, you were out in Vegas there, and and it was nice to see the building with so many Hawk fans there, and for 40 minutes it was going pretty good. And, you know, we had a tough start to begin the third, and that was kind of it. But it was a, that's a good story, Vegas, and we had a lot of positives going in that game. It's been a tough stretch for us here, a tough road trip as well. Had some two tough starts there, and really didn't get ourselves back in it the way we'd liked in the last two. And then that game looked like we liked a lot of things we were doing in that game, and against a good team. So it was a some positives that come out of the game. Right now we're starting to get, you know, every guy's been coming in here and now getting excited for tonight. Whether it's enthusiasm, whether it's getting ourselves thinking that, hey, let's move ahead here and let's look forward here. A lot of hockey left here, and find a way to get something rolling here in the right way. And instead of thinking on the negative side of things here, try to be positive and then look at it that way.
You played a lot of years in the NHL, and I'm sure you had bad stretches at a team. What is it like in a player's head when you go through this and you know you're better than this?
I think everybody has, you know, whether it's a confidence thing or you're just, you know, it's like, okay, you know, I think you gotta find ways to find ways to have like short-term goals, whether it's this next shift or as a line or as a pair of D, to accomplish the little things that can add up over a course of a game. And then I think that's how you get a little momentum on your side or things going in the right way. And our power play has been a little better in the last few games. That's a good sign. So there's some things that we can do individually, and the collective part is the more of an attitude thing that, hey, boys, let's find a way to accomplish this and turn something in a tough situation, turn it around in our favor, and go from there.
Probably as baffling as anything this season has been the fact that I think going into the game at Vegas the other night, you had the exact same record home versus road, and I think your road record, you know, about 500, you probably would have taken that. But have you been able to figure anything out as to why this team has struggled at home the way it has after being so dominant?
Good question. That's probably the one thing is in the past we say, you know, we always start up in our minds if we can be 500 on the road, we'll find a way to get home wins. And you know, I think that whether it's the you know, I think the one thing is our consistency this year, managing the puck, has been something that we haven't been as good as we need to be. I think that way the other team doesn't have to defend. We're making them, when I say the other team, we don't have to defend, and we're making them play in their own end, and all of a sudden, you know, a lot of things can develop, scoring chances, goals, penalties, and then that hasn't been the case for a lot of the year, and we haven't got a real good four-line rotation where everybody seems to be doing the same thing. We're all, you know, all four lines are in the other team's end, and we're generating it, and we're sustaining it, and I think that's the thing is we can have stretches. We've had some real good stretches in games, but from start to finish is something that's been our challenge.
I know you could probably just put this on a recorded loop and run it over and over again, but what can you tell us about goaltender now. I know Crawford's been on the trip with you and with and now a move involving Glass and maybe Berube.
Yeah, Berube, he's been out for the last, he's been out for a long time,
right,
with a lower body injury, and he's played the last couple games down there, and so that's the move. So he's coming up today, and then Glasser, we'll see what happens with him over the next few hours.
And listen, we wish nothing but success to Jeff Glass, whatever happens in his career. He's been a great story. He really has. It's tough
our
business.
Goaltending, and Glass has been a great story, and Glasser did a great job for us, and I think that our goaltending through this whole stretch all year long when Crow went down has been very good. Recently, not as good as we'd liked, but it's not on the goalies; it's on our team, and everybody's got to absorb some of this responsibility and find a way. And it's I think the goaltenders have doing their part of giving us a chance to get points in most of these games, and outside of the last few games, we've let in a couple of funny ones. But that's every team lets in tough ones, and I think that's how you respond to it is the next challenge.
773 Texter says, Coach Q, is this the toughest challenge in your coaching career, considering the talent on the team? Have you thought much about that?
It hasn't been fun at all. I think that we're as a staff, as a coach, you're always trying to find ways to get the most out of your team and find a way to win hockey games or get points and this is I think at the beginning of the year we were in the mix. We're at that point where we're in the playoff spot or pushing for one, and we thought that was going to be the race all year long, and we're going to be part of it. And then obviously we lost a ton of ground here in this recent stretch. That's probably as tough as we've had to deal with, and knowing that the uphill battle or the chance to get back in the mix is gigantic, and so we created a really big hole for us, and a different challenge that and how we're dealing with now is different than we've ever had to think of around here, and so we're trying to find ways coming in whether we give ourselves the best chance of making lines with the guys that are competitive, and the guys that are working harder are going to get a little bit more and make it. That's kind of been how we've always worked it anyways, but that's kind of where we're at today.
The biggest mistake a professional athlete can make is assuming they have a job next year. So as a Hawk fan, a diehard Hawk fan, and I know all Hawk fans feels this way, that we don't believe anybody on this team is going to take a shift off or phone it in, because that's not how you guys are made up. So let's ride it out together, man. Let's see what happens. Anything's possible, Coach. The fat lady ain't singing yet.
I like to hear that. You know that. And you know what? We've been on some runs here as a player, as a coach here, from this point on here. And all of a sudden things can change dramatically. So we're looking for a little bit of change here and in a positive way. Let's see if we get, right now we're looking for the baby step first, and we'll go from there.
Appreciate the time, the honesty, and I appreciate you not punching me. I'll talk to you later.
All right, guys.
That's Coach Q.
He's
from
never
your Chicago
punched
Blackhawks.
You?
No, because he knows what would happen.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I would run.
You'd get a big bandage.